Geek Radio Daily for Friday, July the 11th, 2008. It's All the Geek Without the Wait, and it's Friday. Oh, that's what we're talking about, baby. It's coming. It's flying at you like a big old bucket full of Soylent Green.
Oh, good.
You know Soylent Green? It's people.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tasty, though.
Mm-hmm.
A little spicy and safer than tomatoes, cilantro, and jalapenos.
That's right, because you don't have to worry about that stuff.
Yeah.
Because Soylent Green didn't have any of those issues.
Unless they ate salsa. Huh.
Huh. Anyway, right over there.
The man in black today.
How you doing?
Looking very Johnny Cash today. That's
Thank
very
you.
Cool. That there is a super producer, co-host, international minor internet celebrity, Billy Flynn.
I just want a hand.
Wow.
It's Friday, right?
Give me that again.
I just want a hand.
Huh. Okay. Well, anyway, I'm wearing official daytime wear.
Look yeah, you
me.
Are.
I'm wearing the radio station uniform. I am the vicar.
You know you on me, baby.
That's true. It's been said. It's been said. Usually by the elderly, which is strange. I'm
ah,
not certain. Yeah.
Wow.
That's kind of weird for me. But here we are on Friday. That means
you're
we get new movies.
You're a CBS kind of guy.
A CBS. Yes, I am.
CBS
Man,
celebrity.
Look. So, yes, we do have new movies and some geeky movies out today.
Yeah.
We got that. We got geek news on the way. Oh, my gosh. There's so much to talk about. What should we start with? Pardon me, I
Recipes.
Should say, with what should we begin?
Oh.
That's better grammar,
Ooh,
I suppose.
Okay.
I don't have a whole lot, but you know what? It's Friday, and I never do.
That's what
so
she said.
Here's what I'm seeing. There's a season premiere in the galaxy.
What?
The fifth season of Stargate Atlantis starts tonight on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Which is right after the Doctor Who episode of Midnight, which is about four episodes behind the BBC.
No, wheel in the big round Stargate. You know, the thing about that Stargate, it
yep.
always kind of looked to me like a sphincter. It reminded me, I think there's something symbolic going
you
on there.
You see what you want to see.
Like the giant purple starfish. Let's go in, you know. It's
Speaking of seeing what you want to see,
yeah?
Tonight on the CW on WWE Friday Night SmackDown.
Starfish Atlantis.
Edge and Vicky Guerrero's relationship continues to crumble.
Oh, no.
Oh, and also the WWE Champion Triple H in action.
Well, sure.
So Hunter, there is some wrestling in your soap opera.
I liked the Hunter Hearst Helmsley persona years ago before he was just badass Triple H. He
That's
was
right.
Hoity-toity.
Yeah,
Hunter
yeah,
Hearst.
There.
Helmsley
I am.
In his pirate shirt and stuff. That was cool. Made me want to buy a pirate. I did buy a pirate shirt.
Did you? It wasn't
yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld made you do it?
It looked a lot like Jerry
Sweet.
Seinfeld's shirt. Yes, I will admit that. All right, also on tonight from American Movie Classics, AMC 1993, Robert Redford makes an indecent proposal.
I can't stand this movie.
Soundtrack's fantastic.
It's a good soundtrack,
a
but I
soundtrack.
Can't stand
million
that
dollars?
Damn movie.
Hell, I'd give her away for a million. Hell, I'd sleep with Robert Redford for $1 million.
Not my type. Tonight on the Bravo channel, they have a good movie on. Back when Eddie Murphy was really funny, it's Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Yes, Beverly
it's
Hills
the
Cop
second
2.
One. Yeah, the
Superior
first one's
to the
fun.
Original.
The
it
first
is.
One's fun, but the second one is a damn fine movie.
The first one
movie.
Is a good comedy. The second one is a good comedy action movie.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a better picture. I
it
like
is,
it, too.
It is, certainly.
On The True Hollywood Story, in advance of the Batman release next week, it's True Hollywood Story Heath Ledger.
Oh,
tonight.
Okay. And because if you're watching that, you probably have... What VH1 is showing tonight,
yeah?
Celebrity Addiction.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I'm mainlining on some James Vanderbeek.
Wow. All right. So, well, if you make Soylent Green out of him.
Exactly.
Anyway, the late shows tonight on Jimmy
Justin
Kimmel.
Hartley.
You got Whoopi
better.
Goldberg. You got Fred Willard, and they're all being serenaded by Cyndi Lauper.
Huh.
My Love, My Addiction,
True
Holly Hunter
colors.
Is on the late, late show tonight. Jay Leno has Alfred
you.
Pennyworth himself, Michael Caine.
Sweet. FX tonight has the talking animal double feature of Garfield the movie and Dr. Dolittle 2 when Eddie Murphy wasn't quite as funny. At all.
What the hell happened to Whoopi Goldberg's eyebrows?
I don't know.
Serious up.
Someone needs to... I don't know. Tonight, if I'm watching anything, I'm flipping it to Lifetime Television for women. Because tonight, a lawyer believes that her true love has arrived just a bit too soon. Kimberly Williams Paisley and Patrick Dempsey star in Lucky 7.
I arrive too soon every now and again.
You know, Lucky 7 would be a great porn title.
You know, the better title for that would be Come Back in an Hour. I think that would be, yeah, that'd be all right.
Wow.
Oh, by the way, Michael Rosenbaum celebrating his 36th birthday today.
Happy
Lex
birthday,
Luthor.
Lex.
Isn't he just out of high school, Lex?
No. No.
Oh, he is old.
He is older
okay.
than them. Yes.
So I'm not going to make fun of it in a 90210 Luke Perry oldest high schooler since Fonzie Way. Okay, that's fine. Mailbag!
It's here! Listen up! It's time for mail call!
Bring
all
it.
Right,
Carl starts off, good morning, dudes. Oh, shoot, you don't have the second letter.
No,
should let you read it. You do
I will.
The Carl letter.
All right, Carl starts off saying, hey, dudes, and my word is very, very slowly loading. Good morning, dudes. What is this? Ars Techna?
Ars Technica.
ArsTechnica.com reports that the FCC will be acting on Comcast peer-to-peer filtering. If they can get two more votes, this could swing the nation towards internet neutrality. Also, it could mean that Time Warner Pay for What You Use may further catch on, too. Something to keep an eye on later, geeks. That's from Carl.
Sweet.
Net neutrality is ignorantly important. Go learn about it. If you don't know about it, yes, I'm saying you need to learn something.
Thank you, Carl. The guys out there from GRD Nation keeping an eye on the pulse. That's hot, Carl.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the
temperate.
First time he's ever
heard
that.
Yeah, he's never heard
that
joke before.
All right, from Jonathan in Birmingham. Dear guys, can't wait to meet you at Dragon Con next month.
God, that's right.
Next month.
It's going to happen.
It'll be an awesome weekend. I've been listening to your podcast from when it was Geek Label from geeklabel.com.
Wow.
Go ahead. There you go. Now it's Geek Radio Daily at geekradiodaily.com. Well, thank you. I should have pre-read this.
Yeah.
I suppose that could have been deleted. Let's get a group together and watch some DVDs. If there are any DVDs I can bring, let me know. Hey, that's cool. Porn.
Oh, yeah.
Midget porn. Keep up the great work. Will Kingfish be there? Now, that'd be cool, but
that
I doubt
would be.
It. Fish didn't go last year
yeah,
either.
He
it's
did
just
not.
A little too freaky. For the Kingfish, as
yeah.
I recall.
He's
just,
like, ooh.
The freak factor, a bit too high. Thank
yeah.
you very much.
He gets palpitations.
Hey, I got my mom listening to you guys on her iPod, and she loves the episode. I think it was one of your first episodes from Geek Label, when super producer Billy Flynn mispronounced someone's name. Vicar went Chinese, and Billy played the Everyone's a Little Bit Lacist. Anyway, all right, Mom likes the old show. Does Mom like the new show, too? And more importantly, what's she look like?
Is it Stacy's mom? Whose mom is this?
Got it going. This is Jonathan.
Hey, Jonathan, your mom
has
listens
got it
to
going
the show.
On.
I'm just
That's
saying.
Right. Okay,
aww.
So there you go. If you want to drop us emails, that would be dandy because we like to get them. Drop them to podcast or Billy Flynn or Vicar or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
And bring any videos with Misty Monday. Thank
okay.
you.
And when we do come back, we are, in fact, going to talk about some new motion pitches. Also, we got some hot as love, hot as Carl. Geeky news on this here Friday, July 11th, Geek Radio Daily.
Since the beginning of time, there's never been one podcast so entertaining, so prolific, so important, so profound as the one that these two masters of the podosphere have created. Two literate knights who gallantly defend the geek world and everyone in it, protecting geekdom in all of its splendor and glory.
You charlatan, it's just a podcast. The Stealth Geek is a podcast about, well...
It's a podcast about nothing.
That's original.
Hey, it's true. We talk about geeky stuff like gaming, movies, cool internet stuff, and whatever else is on our minds.
Here's what people are saying about The Stealth Geek.
The Stealth what? I don't have time for this shit.
The Stealth Geek is my favorite podcast.
It's a podcast.
What the f*** is a podcast?
I love The Stealth Geek. It's almost as enjoyable as having my cavities filled.
I love The Stealth Geek. This admission is not in any way being forced by the two guys pointing guns at my head right now.
That just cost you, homeboy.
No! So listen to The Stealth Geek with your hosts, Dickie and Wes.
You can catch us at www.thestealthgeek.com.
Geek Radio Daily, Friday, July the 11th, 2008. All the geek without the wait, because we wouldn't do that to you.
No.
We your friends.
Because I'm not going to stand there and be like, now serving number 12.
No, we're not going to do
on.
That. It's not just like your mom. Oh damn!
Snap.
I don't know where that
I got
from.
An idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
A little punchy today.
Apparently.
Yeah, a little punchy. All right.
Did you get up early to have a bunch of Red Bull, to take a bunch of chemicals?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All the above, yeah. All right, new movies. I guess we'll kick it right off with Journey to the Center of the Earth. Oh, you thought I was going to go with the other one, didn't you?
Because some of them are in 3D.
Oh, my stars. Journey to the Center of the Earth from New Line Time Warner, rated PG, got an hour and a half running time. A science professor's untraditional hypothesis have made him the laughingstock of the academic community. But on an expedition to Iceland, Billy, he and his nephew stumble upon a major discovery that launches them on a journey deep beneath the Earth's surface.
Dun, dun, dun,
Did
dun.
It need to be remade? I don't know.
It's in 3D. I will probably
Brendan
go
Fraser's
see the 3D
in it. He's cool.
I like 3D movies.
I like Brendan Fraser, so that's cool. Journey to the Center of the Earth. There you go. Check that out.
Meet Dave. Dave. No thanks.
Ha ha. Oh, little Eddie Murphy's put
Eddie
a little
Murphy
man in your butt.
Still is not funny in this movie in which he plays a spaceship. The Dave that you see is a spaceship inhabited by little tiny aliens who are trying to make their way into the world that we know as Earth.
Weird. I don't get it. 20th Century Fox,
it
90
could be
minutes.
Funny,
mercifully,
but I don't think it's going
only
to
an
do.
Hour and a half long. You take out the credits, you're killing, what,
and
an hour
also
and 20
PG.
Minutes? So that's fine. Yeah, a massive fireball from space hits New York Central Park.
Yeah.
And Dave
comes
the
out.
Result.
Yep, there it is.
So there
uh-huh.
you go. All right, so finally, it's out. Hellboy 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Mike Mignola's magnificent creation.
Yes.
It's called The Golden Army. Hellboy 2, The Golden Army, rated PG-13 from Universal Pictures. I have no freaking idea what it's about.
It doesn't matter.
From the trailer, I can't tell what the hell it's about.
It doesn't matter.
But
it's about the Golden Army.
Because it looks cool. That's why.
And we've waited so long, and that's what you do. How many animated movies to DVD? Was it 3?
Yeah.
And to show, look, there is an audience. And okay, fine, let's do
a sequel.
We'll
do another one, right.
There you go.
Little under 2 hours, which bucks the trend. I think we've been trending higher again for a few years now with longer major release pictures. So this is a nice,
whatever
tidy
it takes to
hour
tell
50.
The story.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all we really
so
need.
So there you go. That's the big releases. Are you going to talk about any of the limited stuff? I don't have any.
I don't have any of them
okay.
in front
so
of
the
me.
Major releases, Hellboy 2, Journey to the Center of the Earth, and meet the little man in Eddie Murphy's butt. So, there we go.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Take a look at the world from a geeky perspective, sir.
Yeah.
Starting July 14th, Heroes webisodes premiering on NBC.com.
My word!
Now, it's got to be better than season 2. It just has to be.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
I'm saying it. Yeah. The teams involved from the show and the digital group, they're ready. Fans of Heroes are going to find a satisfying installment that sets them up perfectly for the third season. That's what they're saying. They're ready. You're ready. It's going to happen. It's going to be fantastic. At least, well, they want us to believe. And starting July 14th, we'll see.
Yeah.
It's Heroes.
I know.
And little small segments. It's something.
Sure. I know.
And just in case, the SAG, the actors strike thing, who knows?
Heroes season 1, good.
Fantastic.
Heroes season 2, not good.
No,
so
not
you're
really.
Still batting .500, which in baseball, that's good.
The ladies,
television, I don't know.
The ladies got a lot of Peter Petrelli shirtless locked up in a cage, and so they were happy for a while.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, speaking of said strike, from Slice of Sci-Fi, the members of SAG soundly rejected the quote-unquote final deal offered by the major Hollywood film and television studios. The AMPTP said Wednesday its final offer to more than 120,000 members of the guild, which they sprinkled with an additional $10 million incentive, would have to be ratified by August 15th. The SAG delegation took all night Wednesday and most of Thursday to review it. The answer, no. No official word from SAG after its meeting on Thursday night. So we will see.
Hitachi was the first one out of the gates with a 1 terabyte hard disk drive, and the other major hard drive makers, Seagate and Samsung, had to play catch up. Now, Hitachi's announcing the second generation 1 terabyte hard drive that promises to be the most energy efficient 1 terabyte 7200 RPM hard drive in the world. Sir, they might finally have something that can handle your porn collection.
Now, that's possible. I wouldn't count on it.
Oral.
From IGN, Microsoft cutting the price of the Xbox 360 Pro. It's about damn time I don't have one because I'm not shelling out $350 or more for this damn thing.
Exactly.
Cutting the price from $349 to $299. That's not bad. As early as Sunday, you could start seeing this. According to the new report by the Wall Street Journal, the cut designed to boost sales in the face of increasing Sony PlayStation 3 sales.
Really? Wow.
Huh. Rumors of the cut have been circulating for weeks. This is the first confirmation of the pending price drop by a major news outlet. Price cut announcement lines up nicely with E3 that kicks off Monday with a Microsoft press conference.
So, hey, all you cosplayers out there, today is your day where it can finally pay off for you. Because today, if you show up to any Chick-fil-A restaurant dressed in a cow costume, you get a free meal.
No, are they encouraging the furries to come out of
Yes, they certainly
to come
are.
Out through the dog door? Don't do that.
And they're encouraging the furries to bring their friends and, dare I say, family.
Okay. Now, I'm not being prejudicial against the furries because they're good people. For example, lots and lots of people gave the Bruce a really, really hard time. And it was hard to watch that.
Yeah.
He's
true.
Not a furry. It's just
he just looks
like one.
That,
right.
That's him.
He's not even trying to be
he
one.
He can't help who he is.
And he was prejudiced against.
That's just
know what
wrong.
I'm saying? It was not right. It was bad.
Yeah,
from HollywoodReporter.com, big shakeup could be in the works at Warner Brothers for its DC Comics film properties. Warner Products Group President Jeff Rubinoff and Warner Brothers President Kevin McCormack have been meeting with DC Comics execs as well as some DC top talents like Jim Lee to discuss a new direction for film adaptations. Up till now, the properties have been undergoing a hodgepodge development process, but with the recent success of Marvel's Iron Man and Incredible Hulk, where they're linking everything together, Warner says, huh, which we've all been saying for years. Hello,
do
you
that.
Own them all.
For the
yeah,
love of
what
God.
An interesting idea. With Dark Knight near its release date, a new agenda is being set that not only sees the DC characters emerge with a higher priority, but also one that would see them developing with an overarching goal in mind. Warner's declined to comment. I'm shocked.
Oh, my
God. Nevertheless, wow, what a concept. So, good. Hopefully that'll happen.
I think so.
Rock on with your bad selves. Geek Radio Daily, a production of Real Media Radio Network. Subscribe through iTunes. Please drop us a review. We got two more. We're at 25 reviews.
Thank you.
Like to have a lot more, so do that if you're a fan, please. Join the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Check out GRD Weekly, the hour-long weekend show. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works, 3.0 U.S. license. Check out the new store at cafepress.com and email us at podcast. Billy Flynn, Vicar of the Bruce, at geekradiodaily.com.
When a man loves a woman very much, they lay down and the man gives the woman $20.